by serving our spouses in truth and in honesty and integrity and in love as a demonstration of the relationship of Christ to his church to reveal the great mystery of the gospel. Now, do you see what we've done? Just like the Muslims destroyed the mystery of the gospel by replacing the word Isaac with the word Ishmael, we, as Christians, including our pastors, have destroyed the mystery of the gospel by replacing God's call to holiness and righteousness and marital and sexual purity with our own cultural viewpoints, all in the pursuit of happiness. By the way, this passage also includes those who are abusers of themselves with mankind. In other words, homosexual and lesbianism. All of those will deprive you of your desired eternal destiny. It's not just the Muslims who will be deprived of their eternal destiny with Christ. It is professing Christians and their pastors who persist in open, notorious defiance of what God has said. Now, I can't make this any clearer, friends. There's a reason that Satan is attacking right now. Jesus is coming soon. He wants to disqualify as many people as possible from their eternal inheritance in Christ. He knows his destiny, and he wants to take you down with him. And so the Pew Research Center is just telling us how serious this problem is, where Americans now are saying that marriage is, well, 40% of Americans are saying that marriage is obsolete or becoming obsolete. That which God says is essential now is no longer important in our country. Now, I want to urge you, if you have been caught up in this spirit of rebellion, which it is, that's what it is, repent. That's the good news. This may seem like bad news, and indeed it is, from the standpoint that we've been caught up in this as a culture for 40, 50 years now. But God, in His mercy, is calling us to repent. Now, if you want to find out what the Bible really says about marriage, divorce, and remarriage, go to our website, saveus.org. Saveus.org. We've got a 7-page outline there under marriage. It tells you what that is. You can print it out, use it. Pastors, use it in your congregations. People, use it. But repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Go to our fact sheets and print out what it says there. Our African-American friends, there's a special one for you, because you've got a problem far greater than the rest of the nation on these issues. Sexual promiscuity has become a badge, almost a rite of passage in the African-American community. We've got to get it right, friends. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. God bless you and be a blessing and become a partner. I trust that you will. God bless.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful...
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the first half hour, they're going to be the views of Sharon Harris and Dottie, and we're going to be talking about heart and body extract. Hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just fine. And Dottie, let's see. Dottie, are you there?
Yes, I'm doing great, too, and glad to hear both of your voices.
All right, fine. Well, maybe this, I don't know if you get a chance to talk during the month, but at least here once a month while we get a chance, we talk about heart and body extract, and basically the idea that there are certain herbs and things that have been around for a long period of time which seem to be beneficial as far as the heart is concerned, and certainly as far as, well, basically, what does heart and body extract do, Sharon?
Well, it's a 100% organic and well-crafted herbal formula. And what it does is it gives the body vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients that the body really needs to be in top optimal form. So when the body gets what it needs, it's able to balance itself and fix itself up and be in really good health. So that's what it is. It's a nutritional supplement. It's a very great one, actually.
Well, the cayenne pepper, really, it does seem to have some sort of a specific cardiac function. I've heard one story about a fellow said, a doctor said he'd never lost a case, from a heart attack. Every time he had anybody with a heart attack, he gave him a shot of cayenne pepper. I don't know how he did that, but whether he gave it IV or what he did, but he said that it really seemed to help people with heart attacks.
That's right.
Is there any scientific evidence to that, do we know of?
Well, I've heard that a lot, and I know that Dottie had that experience herself. And Dottie, if you would like to just mention, that what you did when you had an episode, then there's an example right here, right on the line with us, Dottie.
All right, Dottie, go ahead and tell the story.
Yeah.
Tell the story.
Well, right. Any time that I have any problem with my heart, which I've had since 1993, off and on. So I've learned to live with it and what to do. And I knew that hikers would use cayenne pepper in capsule form, putting it in their pockets when they, go up the hill, or cross-country skiers so forth. And if they ever were running out of oxygen or so forth, then they'd just pop cayenne capsules in their hands. So I had been told that that was good for any time that the heart is playing games on you, not acting just right, because it opens up, it has the property of opening up all of the circulatory system so that oxygen can get through and breathe and then be normal. So it just gives it that boost, that jump start, if you might call it, to open up everything.
All right, fine. Well, certainly, cayenne's been used for a long period of time by people for heart attacks and for just general heart condition. But what about the hawthorn, Sharon? Hawthorn's been used really for centuries for heart treatment. Do you have any idea how it works?
Well, yes. Hawthorn is one of the major ingredients in our formula. And what it does is it helps to restore and stimulate the heart and the arterial circulation. It also regulates and balances the whole cardiovascular system. It's a very excellent protective herb, too. So you can feel really at ease and feel really calm that if you're taking hawthorn, it's protecting you. Great, great herb.
Hawthorn is just one of the, seven or eight products in there?
There's actually 10 ingredients, and if you wish, I can go through all of them, and that would be probably a good idea.
Well, as soon as we get back, we'll do that just
a
moment. Sharon, why don't you go ahead?
Sure. So what heart and body extract is it's an excellent formula to balance and support the heart, I should say, and the circulatory system. What does it have in it? It has in it garlic, which will promote a healthy immune system. It's a powerful antioxidant. Antioxidants can help the body to fight against damaging free radicals. It also supports healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels already in the normal range. We just mentioned hawthorn, which again will restore and stimulate the heart and the arterial circulation. It regulates and balances the whole cardiovascular system. Next is coleus. Coleus has a 3,000-year history, and it's used as a tonic for promoting a healthy heart and lungs. It also supports healthy blood pressure levels. Again, in the formula, we have motherwort, which is a circulatory stimulant and a relaxant and a nerve tonic. Also in the formula is bilberry, which is very good for the eyes, especially night vision. It'll help to dilate the blood vessels and promotes a healthy immune system. Next is butcher broom, which will maintain healthy vascular permeability and assist the circulation. Next is mistletoe, which promotes a healthy immune system. It also has a calming effect on the body, and it supports healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Next is kelp, which is used mainly for the iodine and the effect it has on the thyroid gland. And then we have ginger, which will help to support liver function and its nervine. It also will help to stimulate the circulation, especially in the extremities. And then as we were talking about previously, cayenne pepper, which is a very important ingredient in the formula, will help to equalize the blood flow in the body. It enhances the effect of all of the herbs in the formula. It'll stimulate the body and the organs properly so that they can cleanse and function optimally.
And this has been around, what, for about 8 or 9 years now? How long?
Actually, you know what? 10 years.
Oh, boy.
10 years. We are approaching the 10-year mark. And as I was talking to Tony, who's someone that works with the company very closely, Tony out of Pennsylvania, I was saying to Tony, we have been able to maintain the same prices for the product and the shipping for the last 10 years. We haven't increased our prices.
Well, good for that. And hold on, we'll be back here in just a moment as we bring some more stations back on board with us here. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney. Our guest is Sharon Harris, and talking about Heart and Body Extract and pointing out that it really contains garlic, it contains hawthorn, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom, kelp, ginger, cayenne, and mistletoe. And mistletoe, what in heaven's name is the mistletoe in there for?
Well, mistletoe helps to promote a healthy immune system. And it really is very, very excellent for that. In places like Germany, the doctors use mistletoe for helping to support the immune system for cancer patients. So it's very powerful for the immune system. It also has a calming effect on the body, and it helps to support healthy blood pressure levels.
All right, fine. Well, telephone number, if anybody would like to call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for either Sharon or for Dottie. Now, would you like to put your telephone number and your website out for our listeners?
Sure, that'd be great. So the phone number is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, and the website is heartandbody.com, heartandbody.com.
Okay, fine. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, it's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Dottie, how long have you been using Heart and Body Extract?
Well, I found this miracle a little over 6 years ago and started taking it immediately, Dr. Stan. And within 24 hours, my neuropathy in my feet began to benefit from the cleaning directly into the bloodstream of this little miracle in a bottle called Heart and Body Extract. And I've just grown to love it and depend on it totally in those times. Within the third day and so forth, I started getting relief from some of the water retention, and in the seventh days and ninth days, it was working so well within my circulatory system that it began to clean out the blood clots that were in front of my retinas that had rendered me without central vision. So that began to improve, and it's just been a miracle. You know, every day there's been some little something that has been an improvement, because it is a process with that synergy of all of those herbs that are wonderful plants that God gave us, that if we put in the right thing into our bodies, the right things will happen.
Well,
and
now,
that's
how
happened to me.
How often do you take it? How many times a day?
It's recommended to take it 3 times a day. I do usually take it more than that because I want to nurture my body as much as possible. And you can't overdose on it. So don't ever worry about that. And there are no side effects with it either, as there are all these chemical drugs that we take.
All right, Sharon, how much do people take when they're ordinarily taking the Heart and Body Extract?
Well, it depends on the weight. If a person weighs 150 pounds, they would take 15 drops 3 times a day. With the droppers that come with the bottle, the droppers have marks on the bottle, and so for 15 drops, that would be 0.5 mil. Now, let's say somebody weighed 300 pounds, they would take 1 mil, and that would be 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, evening. You just measure up the liquid, put it in your mouth, underneath your tongue, not on top of the tongue because it would burn it with the cayenne. Hold it there for a minute or so and then swallow. Now, we do have dogs and cats on the formula, children on the formula, elderly people, lots of people in the 80s, 90s. So it's very safe for the elderly and also for children and cats and dogs. And animals do very well, actually, on it.
And, of course, you advocate that it be taken sublingually, so it'll be absorbed directly into the body rather than simply going swallowing it and having to go through the intestine, and you'll lose a lot of it that way.
That's right. Now, with cats and dogs, like I have a cat that's 21 years old, we have to tip his head back, dilute it with about a mill of water, and then just pop it in his mouth quick, because he doesn't know how to do sublingual, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But he's doing really good. I mean, 21 years old, very, very healthy kitty, eating well, drinking well, and having a good quality life at his age.
All right, fine. Well, of course, our guest is Sharon Harris, Heart and Body Extract. Dottie, who's certainly has taken the product for a long period of time. And Sharon does help support Radio Liberty, and we appreciate that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You have a question or comment on the product, and certainly the number of people using this is progressively expanding, isn't it? Last time I talked to you, why, it was just growing by leaps and bounds.
Yes, that's right. We have many thousands of customers, and we have a 10-year track record, so we have customers all over the world. We have people, for example, in Zambia, East Africa, Australia, New Zealand, lots in the United States, Canada, Brazil, Mexico. So, yes, in many different countries with the power of the Internet, people can listen to Dr. Stan and they can email their friend in Italy or in Ireland, for example, or England. And then the person goes on the website and they can order and we can ship airmail out of Canada for $10 to overseas and into Canada and the United States for $5, so very reasonable shipping.
All right, fine. So basically, Dottie, you've been taking this now for all these years, and has it helped your peripheral neuropathy?
Yeah. Oh, yes, certainly. The area in front of the retina is much more clear than it used to be because it's cleaned out that old blood that was blocking my vision. And so it's now gray and lacy. It's not perfect, but I used to see two big black blobs, you know, of the blood clots. And so with that being eaten away as to this maximum, I assume, of right now, it's just greatly improved, and I have my equilibrium back. And it's given me a quality of life that I never thought that I would get again when this tragedy happened to me.
Well, I know we have a friend, a very close friend. She lived with us at one time after having a serious illness, and she was having a lot of heart problems. She just couldn't even walk, and she was able to actually, when she got that, she was able to walk down to the mailbox, I don't know how far it was. It must have been a fair distance, and she just said that this, really, she called me spontaneously just to tell me how much better she was with it. Sharon, I'm sure you must hear stories like that all the time about people whose endurance has increased.
Oh, yes. It really helps with the vitality, the energy. It helps with the lung function. It supports breathing better and stronger heart and stronger kidney function and liver function. It makes sense. I mean, if we can increase the circulation throughout the whole body, different organs are going to start to work better. From the tip of the toes to the top of the head kind of idea, the circulation improves and the body is able to balance itself and fix itself up and repair itself much more efficiently when your circulation is working properly.
All right, well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there, you got a question or comment, this is the time to ask it, because, of course, Sharon and Dottie alone will be with us a few minutes more, but we want you to have a chance to ask any questions that you might have about this, or if you've used it, like to know what sort of a response you've had. What about, you know, people going ahead, and do most people, after they've taken it, do they order it again and again?
Yes, we have actually a very high reorder rate, and it seems that the more a person needs to improve in their health, the more dramatic the results can be. So, you know, I've seen some pretty sick, ill people, and I say, give it a try. See what it does for you, and they try it, and they get their results little by little, day by day, week by week, month by month. They keep improving with time. So it can be very remarkable what can happen in certain folks. Now, if a person is pretty healthy, you know, they're eating right, they're not going to notice as dramatic a difference as somebody that really, really needs to have a big difference in the quality of life. So that's kind of generally what happens is the person really needs help. I mean, there's a lot that the formula will really do for them.
Well, you know, it's really very interesting. In other countries, for instance, over in Germany, why the doctors use a lot of herbs and things like that, that the doctors here in this country just are not trained at all in using these things. All the modern doctors here are certainly trained by representatives of the drug industry, and they give pretty well what they're told to, as far as, you know, everybody's taking statin drugs. And if you really look at the statistics, if you've never had a heart attack, if you've never had certainly a stroke, what are the advantages to taking you know, statin drugs to get your cholesterol down? Well, statin drugs will take your cholesterol down because it poisons your liver, so your liver doesn't produce any cholesterol. But if you look at the comparison between the people who take it and people who don't take it, as far as having a heart attack or a stroke, you're talking about the difference between 2 people in 100 and 1 people in 100. They say, see, that's 100% improvement or 50% improvement. See, the 2 people that have a heart attack or 1 person will have a heart attack. Well, it looks to me like that's a 1% difference, but they can juggle these statistics around. And the average doctor will tell you, yeah, the 50% improvement. 50% improvement between 2 and 1. And, well, this is the way they juggle statistics. The old idea, figures don't lie, but liars can figure. And so we have millions of people in America today taking statin drugs who, you know, have never had a heart attack, who've never had a stroke, and it's a total scam. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's great if you own the stock in the company. There are so many complications that come from the use of statin drugs. And yet, of course, the heart and body extract, really no complications at all, are there, Sharon?
No, and that's the wonderful thing about the heart and body is it's just so supportive of so many things, you know, supporting the healthy blood pressure levels, the healthy cholesterol levels.
Oh, we'll be back in just a moment.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but the computer takes over and we just have to go along with it.
Yeah,
but,
no.
But you were going ahead. Go ahead. You were saying it supports the healthy cholesterol levels.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
And specifically not take it after 5 o'clock in the evening. Mitch, anything else you'd like to ask?
I think she answered my question. Yeah, I'm going to cut back on the dose and give that a try.
Okay, fine, and let us know what happens. Sharon will probably be back with us again next month, okay?
Thank you very much.
God bless. Okay, bye. Fine. Now, Sharon, I want you to go ahead and get your telephone number and your website out one more time.
Sure, okay. The phone number to call is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, and the website is heartandbody.com, heartandbody.com.
All right, fine. Well, we have somebody else calling in. I guess they dropped off the line. Okay, Dottie, anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Well, it is something that we really do want to do and tell everybody that we can, because our food has been stripped of nutrition, and we find the good stuff in Heart and Body Extract so that we can maintain a good, healthy life. My mental and physical fatigue just lifted like a fog in about 14 or 15 days into beginning to take Heart and Body Extract, but that's what my body needed. And so from my feet to my eyes, And, you know, it's just helped immensely. So I continue to see benefits. My performance of my kidneys and my pancreas are greatly improved, and I am just very thankful. My liver has even improved from down in the 20% function to 90%. So I'm greatly appreciative of Heart and Body. It is wonderful stuff.
Okay, fine. And do you have a parting thought, Sharon, before we let you go?
I was just going to say that I was helped a lot, too. I'm enjoying normal blood pressure. My heart is strong. It shrunk. It was very weak before. They call it, quote, congestive heart failure. I don't have that problem anymore. That was 10 years ago, and my heart is beating regularly, and I don't have skipping beats anymore. So 10 years later, the girl's going very strong, and so I take a maintenance dosage and doing very well, as have many, many others doing very well on the maintenance dosages. So.
Okay. Well, fine. Yeah. Thanks, Sharon. Thank you very much. And Dottie, thank you very much. Appreciate it. One more time, your telephone number, Sharon, then we'll let you go.
Sure. Okay. The number is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, and the website is heartandbody.com.
God bless both of you. Thanks very much. Talk to you again next month.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. And, of course, this is Dr. Stan, and Sharon does help with Radio Liberty. I do take the product myself, and certainly I've noticed the swelling in my legs has certainly been ever so much better. Well, I just thought I'd just comment. I went to a meeting today at the hospital, and, of course, they brought in a professor to talk about osteoporosis. And since I was an orthopedic surgeon, I took care of an awful lot of people, elderly women, postmenopausal women with hip fractures. I wanted to hear what they had to say. And they were telling about this wonderful new drug. First of all, they don't give the postmenopausal women sufficient vitamin D. They should be giving them about 5,000 units instead of giving them 800 units. And before that, they were only giving them 300 or 400 units. A little wonder their bones are getting so soft once they lose their estrogen. But then they were talking about these new medications you're supposed to take for osteoporosis. And a 40% decrease. 40% decrease in the incidence of fractures after a period, I think, of about 3 years. But if you look at the charts, what they show is the difference between about a little over half of 1% of the patients got a hip fracture compared with 1%. Another, the placebo, 1%. The other group, 0.5%. And they said a 40% difference. Well, it looks to me like about 0.4% difference between the two. But they can make that up into 40. After all, the difference between 1 and about 5.5, that's 40%, isn't it? They say that figures don't lie, but liars figure. And then, of course, they got around to the complications of taking these products. And they commented that some women get abnormal fractures, but a lot of people say that, well, it just doesn't happen that often. Oh, yes, they get osteonecrosis of the jaw, but they totally ignored the major complication. If you get osteonecrosis of the jawbone, because, of course, they've suppressed the normal metabolism, why, certainly there are all sorts of complications there, and you have to have major surgery, multiple surgery, and they just skim over this sort of thing, and the doctors are sitting there absorbing it and really believing that this is a wonderful medication that's really going to prevent osteoporosis. We'll be right back.
From the mountain. Don't be late.
No.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, with us for this next half hour is the freeze-dried guy, and we're going to be talking about the freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods and the fact that people really should begin preparing because we're looking at some very difficult times. The government insists there's no inflation. That's why they're not going to give any money to the retirees, the people who are on Social Security. Now, government employees are going to get increases, and congressmen are going to get increases because it's inflation, but there is no inflation out there, and that's why last year and again this year there'll be no increase in Social Security payments locked to inflation because it doesn't exist. And of course, if you don't believe the government, why, you must be believing your lying eyes, because all you need to do is look what's seeing. The price of wheat has gone up over 60% here. Cotton has gone up over 80%. But many of the staples, certainly we know that cocoa has gone up 10 to 12%. Meat's gone up. Milk has gone up 10 to 12% here just within the last couple of months. But they insist, oh, my goodness, there's absolutely no inflation. Are you going to believe us? I mean, we're from the government. Or are you going to believe your lying eyes? Freeze-dried guy, thanks very much for being with us again this evening.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, tell us a little bit about your point of view. You were commenting, we talked earlier, that Glenn Beck had been telling people to begin making preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. It's beginning to sound almost like Radio Liberty.
Very much so, Dr. Stan. In fact, I watched a bit of it. We TiVo it because the work schedule doesn't allow us to watch it normally unless we stay up real late. He comes on, you know, twice a day. Anyway, in fact, he's got one coming on tonight at 11 o'clock. Excuse me a second. Excuse me. And it will be a repeat of what took place today, which was superb. He's been hitting very hard on getting prepared, getting food in. Hadn't been holding anything back. They've been discussing, you know, what we think is going to be, what I'll call, I think it's going to be hyperinflation. I know, let's see, I think it was the last 3 days, or two of the last 3 days prior to today, he was discussing an outfit, and I forget who they're called. They're a research group. I mentioned them to you. And their job is to track inflation and to forecast inflation. Now, again, it would be probably a very educated guess, but he laid some things out. Excuse me, it wasn't the last 2 days. It was last week, a couple of days, like Thursday and Friday. Laid a bunch of food out on a table, specific items. And he had done his research, and his research people had checked these folks out. He thinks they're very credible. But they're saying this next year, and again, I don't want to alarm people, but just quoting Mr. Beck, he stated that an ear of corn is expected to be $11 an ear. Incredible, you know.
Well, I can't believe corn could get to $11 for an ear, but go ahead.
Well, and that was my thought initially. He actually held up a can of corn because I guess they didn't have the actual prop. But has to do with the way, you know, and I guess, in fact, I pegged it right on the button, I went with my guess, about 30% of corn production is being used for what, ethanol? But what they're suspecting is this huge shortage on the product, corn and corn oil. you know, for the reasons we're talking about. So what they're saying is the, it might go to that price. Possibly people couldn't afford it. But anyway, that was probably the most outlandish example. I remember they showed an 18-ounce can of a very popular coffee, and they said it'll be $74, I believe, in some pennies. And again, he was quite pleased with their accuracy, he felt. One was the last one I remember, my favorite, the old Hershey bar. And is it okay to be naming names?
Well, that's, oh, sure, that's all right. Go ahead.
All right. So anyway, and it was a 1.55 ounces, and they said we'll run $15.50 candy bar.
Well, now, how soon do they anticipate the prices will be rising like this?
Well, they merely said 2011, so at what point, I don't know. But, you know, this would imply to me the dollar just going right through the floor like, you know, the Reichsmarks did over in what, in Germany in the 20s.
Well, let's hope and pray that he's wrong. I think we're going to have inflation.
Oh, yeah.
I really do think we're going to have inflation. I think food prices are going to skyrocket, but I certainly hope it doesn't get that bad.
Well, yeah, I would too. And I'd say if it was 10% that bad or 25% that bad, it would still be horrible. So anyway, it's reflected, I know, in our business. We've got people coming at us from every angle constantly all day long. We're bringing in semis, and we've got a warehouse that's well topped off, but we're trying to plus it up, and it goes out really as fast as it's coming in. And, I mean, they're coming in every week. But anyway, I think people better start getting together on this and doing what they need to do. I'll say one thing. There's a group of folks down in Sacramento, and they're a very nice bunch of people. I was invited down there about a month ago to address them and just talk about preparedness in general and show them our products. And these people, I was amazed. Most of them, from what I could gather, because I asked them if they'd all go around the table, and there were 12 of them to begin with. Four more showed up at the end. But and just give me a first name and what they do. I'd say the majority of them were state workers. I can't say what agency I guess she worked for, but she was a scientist with an agency down there who would have been someone least apt to want to store food, I think. And by the way, you know, I talked to you earlier about you and Alex Jones. They were at a get-together with you folks, three of them were, and they just think you guys are the greatest thing since sliced bread. I think especially you. They really like you.
Well, I think I'm just very fortunate to have a voice at times like this. They were probably down there to hear Alex Jones, and Alex did a great job when he was here about 2 weeks ago in the Santa Cruz area giving a program to standing ovations for 700 cheering people, not one night but two nights in succession. A great, great program.
Yeah. And I'm not taking anything away from him. They fell in love with him, too.
Right.
But anyhow... So it's on the rise, and again, I might sound like an idiot for throwing those figures out there, but I'm quoting Glenn Beck's, and like you say, if it's 25% that bad, that's terrible.
Well, the thing is that people have to begin making preparations today. If we know that certainly wheat is up 60%, and there certainly may well be shortages of corn, or we know there are going to be shortages of rice because the government, in the name of the protecting that little three-inch smelt, has cut off rice production in the fertile Central Valley of California, where you have areas with 30 to 40% unemployment because, well, they tell us we have to protect the three-inch smelt, and I would tell you no. They want to create artificial shortages and drive up the prices and transfer production to other countries, and they're doing a great job of it, but they just can't let the American people know. But this is going to be reflected in the prices here at Sydney. Now getting Sydney rice that is not genetically modified, most of the rice being grown today is genetically modified rice, which I'm very concerned about. But tell us, I understand you have some new special pails. What's that all about?
Oh, we do, Dr. Stan. We call it our grab-and-go pail. We didn't invent the name, but it's a good one. It's appropriate. It's a combination to save people some money. You know, we specialize and always have in freeze-dried foods. This is a blend of freeze-dried and dehydrated food packed in pouches inside a square bucket. And it's really a very nice bucket. It's got a good handle on it. Something, if you had to carry it a ways, it wouldn't, you know, you could do well carrying it. It's well designed. Very well designed, and they'll stack better, and they'll fit together tight, more tightly than the round buckets. And they have these pouches, any number of pouches in them, but each pouch will yield 4 1-cup servings. Now, it's a vegetarian item. Now, me personally, I'm not vegetarian, but my vegetarian customers like it, you know, the concept very much. The product is good. If it was me, I'd probably put a little meat in it for the flavoring and for the extra protein, although the protein is very good. I'm very pleased with it. Being the blend it is, it's a combination, like, say, of freeze-dried foods, which rehydrate very quickly, and those dehydrated foods that will also rehydrate quickly. There's no cooking. You pour hot water on it, and in 12 minutes, maybe 15, but I'll say 12 easily, probably most likely that, it's ready to go. And we sampled this. We like it very much, and it is more of a budget line of freeze-dry because of the combination. And it's they're going out the door fast. I mean, it's a very popular product. We have them in a basic 2-week supply in a bucket that weighs in at right at 13 pounds, I believe it is, counting the bucket. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, right up to a year supply. And again, the prices are superb. We're delighted with them. Very long storing product, and the packaging is excellent. I have really nothing bad to say about it.
Well, I wouldn't want you to say anything bad about it. Why don't you get out your telephone number and your website so people would know how to get in touch with you?
Okay, sir. Yeah, our phone number is 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. And our email address is info@freezedryguy.com. And our website, of course, is freezedryguy.com.
All right, fine. Well, is there anybody there tonight? Is there people call in the morning? It's getting a little late, isn't it?
Sure, it is. And our phones are shut down for the night. We'll be back on duty tomorrow. In fact, I'll be handling the phones. And if anybody wants to call in to me directly, I can take your call at, 530-798-4413.
One more time.
It is 530-798-4413. And I'll be, as I said last time when I was on your show, I love talking to my customers. I don't get too much anymore because I've got other guys that handle most of the phones. I get to talk to maybe one out of every 200 to 250 people. So I get lonely here, so definitely give me a call, and I'm happy to chat with you.
Well, basically, then you find that really more people than ever before are beginning to make preparations for what they perceive may be difficult times?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. May was our best month ever in almost 40 years. I went over 40 years in this business last August, and every month after, I believe every month after, topped that. But the last 2 or 3 months have just been flying, and we've been really putting in a lot of time. We always do, but a lot of time, a lot of calls. And people are catching up. A fair number of people are almost kind of in a panic mode because they're just kind of coming on board. They're new to doing this. Some of the old timers, like a lot of people that listen to you and have been for years, they keep working away at it. You know, but, you know, people are worried. And my counselors are superb. I've trained every one of them the way I want them to address our customers. We make sure we do it right for them.
All right, fine. So basically, of course, a lot of this is in number 10 cans, and that it's both the regular food that you provide is certainly both dehydrated and freeze-dried. You have both?
Well, yes, it is. In fact, we're a major supplier of the Mountain House freeze-dried food products. I've sold them, again, for 40 years. We've got our own line of dehydrated foods. It's limited. It's items that complement more than compete with the freeze-dry. And then again, our new freeze-dried and dehydrated, and again, it's a blend of pouches in these buckets, and the buckets make a lot of sense. If I was buying this, again, now there's adequate protein, and I think it would be very adequate even for backpacking. In fact, a lot of backpackers do use these products and find them just right. But, you know, I would mix in a little meat with it, and again, we can advise you how much to get the freeze-dry, and you've got a superb unit to cover the time frame you want to put it away for. And again, the prices are less expensive, but there's no compromise, really. It's just the blend of the freeze-dried dehydrated brought the price down. And the pouches are less expensive, of course, than cans, in this case at least. The pouches hold a bigger quantity of food typically than what we're used to selling in a pouch. And by the way, if I may mention really quick, we've got things like stroganoff, creamy chicken pasta, chicken a la king, chicken teriyaki, beef teriyaki, and cheesy macaroni. They're very good products. And again, we with the spec, the way they're packed, they should achieve a 25-year shelf life easy enough, properly stored, of course.
And by properly stored, you mean dry and certainly fairly cool. You don't want them sitting out in the middle of the sun.
Yes, sir. I tell people room temperature is optimum. If somebody's got a basement to put any of their foods in, that's all the better. But these foods handle heat very well anyway. You know, I typically try to keep the food stored at 80 degrees or under. We keep them cooler than that in our warehouse on average, and so that's, you know, it protects your investment. But these foods would handle, I fully believe, 100-degree temperatures for considerable periods of time. I think I told you the story last month about the guy we sold food to 20 years ago and had it up in his attic in Palm Springs. So again, 20 years up in an attic, it still was fine. It probably lost some of its nutrients, of course. It should have. But that was just an incredible story, and there was no off flavor or anything like that. So, you know, I'm kind of a packaging nut. I always have been. We spend considerable money on our packaging because we want the products to be right and to have the shelf life that we feel is essential.
Now, of course, you handle several brands, but aren't some of these actually made specifically for you and your company?
Oh, absolutely. And we actually have our own packing room for our dehydrates. But, yeah, we have some, you know, made for us to our specification.
All right, fine. So basically the items that you were talking about, these packages, these pails, and this is something entirely new. You've never offered this before. To grab a pail and just throw it in the back of your car is the idea?
Yeah. And, you know, I was just at this meeting I was at last night. I mentioned these folks down there. There were two. There was a special agent for the state there. And there was another guy with, another agency in law enforcement. And these guys, they were great. In fact, they're totally into what's going on. And they said all their buddies are. One said all of my buddies in the field, they're very concerned, too. And so they're prepping. But they were talking about throwing MREs in their trunk, which is what they do. Typically, they'll get them through the system down there. But, you know, and I'm not picking on the MREs, although I did eat them for 18 or 17 of my 26 years in the service. I've never been real fond of the MRE. The taste levels on these is far superior. But where you take an MRE and the people put them in their trunk of their car, which oftentimes people do in like a kit or a bug-out bag, keep in mind that they do not handle, the MRE does not handle heat well at all. It'll degrade them badly in just a few months once they get over 100 degrees. These foods here, they'll take heat very, very well. And I always say that.
And these are specifically the freeze-dried ones you're talking about. What about the dehydrated? How do they hold up?
They do just as well. Ours do because of the limited amount of oxygen, less than 2% that are in the packages. That's a really big deal.
All right, fine.
Longevity.
Well, we're getting to the end of the hour. Sydney, would you like to go ahead and get your telephone number and website out one more time?
Yes, sir. Again, the phone number is 866-404-3663. I'll repeat that, 866-404-3663. Our website is freezedryguy.com, and our email is info@freezedryguy.com.
Okay, and of course, Freeze Dry Guy does help to support Radio Liberty, and we certainly appreciate his support. We'll be right back. Go right ahead.
One thing I was going to say in closing here, Dr. Stan, we have a customer information packet that has a lot of good information in it. Minimal hype. I don't like hype. I just like good information.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. We're trying to maintain our network of some 60 outlets every week, and whether it be shortwave or internet or satellite or radio stations, and we have certainly our weekend station program goes to about 33 stations, and certainly we have a fairly substantial networks both afternoon and evening. So if you'd like to be part of our team, and really what the primary thing we can do is to educate the people, and we have our friends Alex Jones, Joyce Riley, Pastor Chris Meyer, Butch Paw, a number of other people out there getting the message out, John Leffler, and people are listening. Certainly Larry Pratt has his own program. Dr. Catherine Albrecht has her program. And we're all warning, standing on the walls, you know, sounding the alarm. That's the job. We're the watchman on the wall, as it were, and you can join our team if you'd like to by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we actually carry a number of products that help us to do what we do. We actually, a lot of people talk about the importance of omega-3 oils and fish oil, but of course, fish oil has a certain amount of mercury in it. But krill oil is made from krill, which is, of course, what keeps the whales growing. Krill doesn't have the mercury in it. Or if it has any, it's very, very small, almost infinitesimal. And so we got a good supply of krill oil, and we think it's an excellent product to have. And then, of course, this time of year, why people get the flu, they get colds. Why do they get them in the winter? Well, nobody's going to tell you. It's because you don't get the sunlight, you don't have the vitamin D, and the levels of vitamin D that are being recommended by the medical profession are just totally inaccurate, inadequate, I should say. And you really ought to be taking, well, I take 5,000 international units of D3 every day. And, of course, when I start to come down with a cold or a flu, I actually take a vitamin D. And an allobiotic. Allobiotic is really, it's not antibiotic, but allobiotic, and it's a combination of oil of oregano and garlic and oil of elderberry and a couple of other things. And I take a couple of those and a D3 every 4 hours until I get better. And I have to get better because there's nobody else to do the programs. And so we really haven't lost a day that I can remember from our radio in the last 15 years. So if you would be interested in knowing more about the D3 allobiotic, and we have so many other items that we carry that we think are important, and most of the things that we carry in the way of health products are things we take ourselves, but certainly the krill oil is a great advantage, and we do have that available. It's hard to get, but we have the krill oil. So if you'd like to learn more, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a list of the health products and the Miracle 2 products that we carry, why, we'd be glad to get them to you. If you'd like a copy of our catalog, why, we'll make that available to you. You can go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And, of course, we have all sorts of a DVD set there. We have Pastor Billy Crone's the final countdown going into how prophecy plays out, and his the fearful creation going into the lie of evolution and the fact that dinosaurs were here after the flood. In fact, you hear in the Bible that they talk all about the dragons. What are the dragons? They were dinosaurs, of course, but they don't want you to believe that they existed with man. Oh, they all died out 50 million years ago. And not one of those scientists was there 50 million years ago to verify what they say, but a lie told often enough, unfortunately, is believed. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg, the former senior editor of the New American Magazine, now has his own blog, his radio program in the past. Hopefully he'll be back at it again in the future. But basically, of course, he's going to be doing some YouTube presentations, and you'll be able to hear those presentations before very long. William, how are you tonight?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing very well. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, what are we going to be talking about this evening?
I think it would be a good point, a good way to start this discussion by telling you a really interesting story that happened here in Boise and then tie it into some of the things that have been saturating news coverage over the last week or so. There was a really unusual arrest that occurred a few days ago involving an individual named Christina Ross, and the photograph of this individual has been plastered across newspapers here in Idaho, but also throughout the country. There have been a number of wire service stories that have been syndicated in newspapers and in news sites on the Internet. And by all appearances, Christina Ross looks like an auburn-haired woman, perhaps in her middle or late 30s. She was arrested because she was fraudulently presenting herself to be an individual named Dr. Berlin Asiashona. I don't know where that name came from. This is not the individual's name. The individual's legal name is Christina Ross. This individual would go to nightclubs in Boise, and as women would become a little bit inebriated, the inhibitions would come down, Christina Ross would introduce herself as Dr. Berlin Asiashona, a cosmetic surgeon, and then suggest that she could offer various surgical enhancements to the individual woman she had targeted. And in doing so, she would conduct what were described as medical examinations. Some of these took place in ladies' rooms at these nightclubs. Turns out, she would give this woman with whom she had had the supposed examination a number, tell her to call a clinic and set up an appointment for a full-fledged exam in anticipation of doing some kind of enhancement procedure. Well, Christina Ross is not, never has been a physician of any kind, cosmetic surgeon or otherwise. And so she was arrested for misrepresenting herself as a doctor. Well, it turns out Christina Ross is not female. Christina Ross is a male who identifies as a female. And this individual has been arrested and imprisoned for assault a number of years ago in Twin Falls, which is a town in the southeastern part of the state of Idaho. She was arrested, in other words, for conducting medical exams without a license that involved palpating the intimate anatomy of women she didn't know under false pretenses. And so a couple of days ago, when I became aware of this story, I published a piece on my blog, Pro Libertate, entitled Practicing Airport Security Without a License, in which I pointed out that what she was doing was indistinguishable from what is going on at the Boise Airport and in most airports in this country right now, where you have people going through these grope gauntlets where they are being molested in the purported name of security. This has nothing to do with security, but in any case, what's going on at the hands of the TSA screeners is a form of sexual battery every bit as serious as what this individual has been accused of.
Well, obviously, William, they're doing this for a purpose. I mean, they're trying to get the people angry. They're creating a problem, and then they have a solution. I don't know what the solution is going to be, but they're doing everything they can to inflame the public. Now, the people who are behind this, people at TSA, at the upper echelons, know exactly what they're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, you're being manipulated. They're getting your emotions up. Oh, my goodness, we're going to do something. They've got a solution. I don't think we're going to like the solution. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, William.
You're entirely correct, Dr. Stan. What's happening here is the familiar charade in which a problem is created or identified and exacerbated by a government that has a perverse interest in enhancing the problem in order to enhance its own powers. Government being the only human enterprise that actually increases its power and profits through failure. You've got to expect this kind of thing. Robert Higgs, who's an economist who's studied and written about the warfare state and its relationship to central banking and other subjects that usually are considered fairly obscure and difficult to understand, describes this as the ratcheting effect. Government, of course, thrives on crisis, and so there's always moral hazard involved whenever there is a crisis, either real or contrived, that the government will acquire powers in the name of fighting an emergency or dealing with some kind of an emergency, and once the emergency is passed, it will never relinquish those powers. A really good example of the nearly immortal lifespan of an emergency measure was the telephone tax that was passed in 1898 as a special wartime measure during the Spanish-American War that didn't expire until over a century later. For over a century, we were paying a telephone tax that was initially imposed upon the public when that technology was in its infancy, really, as a way to pay for a stupid imperialist war overseas that did a great deal to destroy what remained at that time of our constitutionally sound and small-r Republican political institutions.
What's that old saying, you know, the closest thing to immortality, immortal life today, is a government agency.
Exactly. And if you take a look at what's going on with withholding, which is the mechanism whereby our paychecks are malted and every employer of a certain station becomes a tax collector for the IRS, that's something that was inflicted on the public during World War II as a wartime measure. Well, starting
as a temporary wartime measure.
Wartime measure. Yeah, I'll never forgive Milton Friedman for that either. He says that was the largest mistake he ever made in a public career that was unfortunately not unblemished by other mistakes. But that is a significant mistake. He was the chief architect of that form of stealth kleptomania on the part of government. Well, the thing that happened after September 11th is that all these existing plans and programs for creating the Homeland Security State were given a suitable pretext, and they were put into operation. And so when we're forced to run the grope gauntlet at the airport, what's happening is that the measures that were already on the drawing board, and some of them literally were in a proposal that was on President George W. Bush's desk when the Twin Towers fell, these things are the outgrowth of an existing set of proposals, and they will achieve immortality.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back here. And so William is just talking about the fact that whenever the government creates a new program, you know, a temporary program, why it's about the closest thing to immortality you're ever going to see. And so certainly William is going to carry this over to some of the programs that are going to be, either have been or are going to be introduced today, in the name of protecting us from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's been hiding in a cave over there in Pakistan. And if anybody believes that, they've got to be incredibly naive. I mean, certainly Mrs. Bhutto was running for the presidency of Pakistan, went on the television. You can see the clip on my site, RadioLiberty.com. And Mrs. Bhutto told Gordon Frost that Osama bin Laden had been dead for several years. Everybody knew that, and several weeks later, Mrs. Bhutto herself was dead. I'm sure it was just a coincidence. Yeah. You go right ahead.
Well, it's interesting how disclosures of that sort tend to be the last known public utterances of somebody who makes them. And that's a really good example of what we're talking about in terms of either creating or contriving a threat, exaggerating it beyond any reasonable size in order to create a certain impression in the public mind regarding the supposed necessity for some kind of imposition on freedom. And, of course, anytime we have a discussion about what's going on at airports, this is the sort of thing that I think has a very large footprint in terms of its impact on public opinion. And it's a very welcome development to the extent that people are really angry about it. I'm glad that we see that the public retains something akin to a moral gag reflex, that there is something that the public will not simply accept with docility, at least for the foreseeable future here. People are at least angry about this. But the thing is, every time we have a discussion of the subject, the immediate refrain sung by people who are reciting the lines that are scripted for them by the official architects of acceptable opinion is that, after all, we are at war. And this is simply something we're going to have to put up with for the duration. The duration, of course, is open-ended. There is no time horizon here with respect to the end of this war. And, of course, war is, as Randolph Bourne said, the health of the state. James Madison said that war is the greatest of all enemies to public liberty. All that war really is, when you think about it, is the disambiguation of what government actually does. It represents an assault on human life and liberty and property. And any kind of a war has that impact. Wars that are unavoidable have that impact. War is always a plague. It's always a curse. That's the Bible's message about war. Even when wars are being fought for righteous purposes, those who fight righteous wars, wars that are justified from the perspective of God's law, they are being judged. They're suffering a plague and a consequence of sin and moral misconduct. And penance at the end of a war is a suitable and appropriate gesture, given the fact that we are, it's in some sense, being judged for something that we have done wrong, whether that means that we didn't behave in a provident fashion in terms of providing for our defense, or whether that means that we have done something that has morally compromised ourselves. But when you're talking about the idea of open-ended war, we have to remember the other part of Madison's famous admonition and warning. No nation can retain its liberty in the midst of perpetual, or if the word he used was constant, warfare. And so we are in a situation now where we're told that war is the new normal, that normalcy now is a form of low-grade fever, a low-grade war fever that occasionally spikes. And every time that people fly, and of course millions of people fly in the modern world, and because the United States is the reigning global hegemon, or at least to say the United States government, that only the United States government that's part of this transnational ruling elite is the global hegemon, and because this is supposed global war on terror, then pretty much the entire human population that takes part in commercial air travel is being catechized every time they go through a security checkpoint about the supposed fact that we are at war, and we have to adjust our expectations and our behavior accordingly. And I think, Dr. Stan, when you talk about the purpose of this, first of all, and most importantly, is to get people to re-entrench people in this war mindset. George Creel, we've mentioned him before. He was the chief propagandist for the Wilson administration back in World War I. After Wilson consummated his design to get us involved in the European war, George Creel was hired by Edward Bernays to preside over the media outreach on behalf of the war effort. He was made the chief war propagandist, and he used, among other things, the then infant technology of motion pictures in order to transmit and indoctrinate the public in these messages to create what he called the war will. And the war will meant, of course, that we were supposed to believe that the marauding Hun was a unique menace, that it was something that bestrode Europe like a colossus and would soon vault the Atlantic and menace our own children and women folk and such like nonsense. But what's going on right now is that we are seeing an effort to retain and emphasize and to reinvigorate the flagging war will on the part of the public. And it's really interesting how quickly people can go from complaining about what's going on in terms of women being molested at airport checkpoints, men being degraded at airport checkpoints, and the fact that the behavior of security screeners is pretty much morally indistinguishable from that of this sexual deviant who was just arrested, this alleged sexual deviant, I hasten to specify. This is an ex-convict. She's not he or she. I don't know how to refer to this person. This is a male who identifies as a woman. That tends to wreak havoc, of course, with your sex pronouns here. But this individual has served a prison sentence, but this person has yet to be convicted for the specific offense. But the behavior this person allegedly was involved in was morally indistinguishable as a matter of law from what is going on at TSA checkpoints in any airport, including the Boise airport. So that's why I said if the Boise police are serious about cracking down on sexual battery, they're going to have to send squads of people into the airport here and start arresting TSA screeners en masse because they're doing exactly the same thing. Now, there is an incoming district attorney in California who is actually prepared to do that. That's a very encouraging development. That could create some very interesting trouble and might lead to a very useful and overdue fight here in terms of jurisdiction. I do know that there are legislative initiatives in some states right now to interpose on behalf of outraged populations who do not want the federal TSA or any other officials similarly situated to be doing those things to them as they go through the airports. But the point is we're all talking about this issue, and we're all talking about it in the context of this supposedly ineluctable war that we're involved in. And that, of course, is, if you will, the denominator that never changes. They'll fiddle around with the numerator, but they leave the denominator constant. And I'm not sure that metaphor works exactly, but what I'm saying here is that as long as we're talking about this in terms of a foreign policy that is set and immutable, that we simply have to be involved in these open-ended wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, Somalia, Pakistan, probably in Iran by this time next year, that we're never going to get past the supposed necessity for some kind of invasive, degrading police state measures in the name of security. And the only way that we're going to have enhanced security, in fact, is to make radical changes in the way that the government ruling us is conducting its foreign affairs. I was having a conversation earlier today with somebody who was saying that we really couldn't exist as the greatest power in the world if we didn't have this type of a foreign policy, where the United States government was invading countries and preemptively doing violence to those that identified as our enemies. The thing is, we did exist as a country that didn't meet that description prior to 1898. Granted, there were ugly things that the government was doing even during that rather colorful period that we refer to as Manifest Destiny. There were some ugly and unfortunate elements of that enterprise. James K. Polk wasn't exactly an angel. Andrew Jackson, as much as I admire what he did with the Bank of the United States, wasn't exactly a model of discretion and honor in dealing with the Indians. And there were some other things that happened that really don't reflect well or cover our nation in glory. But the point is, we weren't involved in the same type of endless bellicosity, and this is the most important part, this type of arrogant social engineering as applied through missiles and armaments and bayonets that has characterized the role played by the United States government since Anna Cerebellus 1913, when Woodrow Wilson and Colonel Edward Mandel House, representing the Anglo-American elite, decided to turn the United States government into a crusading, socialist-flavored, interventionist government.
I think it's so important, William, that people understand that we have an American empire. Yes. We have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world. Who are we defending ourselves against? The Chinese communists who are building up, the Russians we financed since their inception, Osama bin Laden. Who are we really defending ourselves against? Well,
yes.
There is no enemy that we have out there that is real. We are funding, we are helping, we are building up the military potential of both the Chinese communists and the Russians. Why would we be doing that? Because we have to have an enemy. But it's all to justify having the empire. We have 720 foreign military bases, and then we wonder why we're facing bankruptcy. And what we have to do is let the American people understand that there is an invisible government that wants an empire, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one world government. And after that has been accomplished, why, they will no longer need the base of America, they'll no longer need our financial and military power, and we'll simply be as subservient as all the others. It's time for us to stand up today and say, you do not have the right to do these things.
Yeah.
Tell the American people what you're doing. Tell it the real thing that you're doing. You're going around the world assassinating world leaders. And if you haven't read the book, certainly by John Perkins, Confessions of Economic Hitman, or his second book, America's Secret Empire, get these books and read them. Listen to our four tape sets on assassins. Read the Church Committee report on how we kill world leaders. Read Double Cross by the brother of Sam Giancano, who tells you how the mafia working for the CIA was killing world leaders. And ladies and gentlemen, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. You have an obligation to be involved. Go ahead.
I think that those are all very, very good recommendations for further study and diligent research.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with William Grigg. But I feel so strongly about this that people have to understand we have an empire and nobody's told the American people. William, go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
A 100 members of Al-Qaeda, and we have over 200,000 men there, 90,000 troops, 110,000 contractors. But we're going to get those 50 members of Al-Qaeda, yes, sirree. And what's wrong with this story? And then, of course, President Obama promised us we would pull our troops out in 2011. And then with this last week, why suddenly they're talking about, well, maybe 2014.
Yeah.
Karzai over there, the man we installed, says, we want you to quit. We want you out of our country. We want to get rid of you. You know, please leave us alone. Oh, no, we're here to rescue, you know, from the boogeyman. Osama bin Laden might come back from the cave or he might be resurrected. And so we've got to keep our troops here indefinitely. Ladies and gentlemen, where is the outcry from the American people saying, we support our troops, bring our boys home and stop killing them and maiming them and destroying their lives and their families, and go right ahead.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up the slippery and ever-modifying timeline for withdrawal from Afghanistan. It begins to remind me a little bit of that old routine from the television show Get Smart. Would you believe 2010? No. Would you believe 2011? No. Would you believe 2014? And that's a soft deadline. No, that's not a deadline, actually. That's just a soft target, a soft time horizon. I mean, what they're doing is they're basically setting us up for a permanent occupation of Afghanistan until such time as the dollar collapses and our army gets cut off and either killed or flees in an unorganized retreat from the region. I don't know which it's going to be, but it's going to be some combination of those two, quite possibly. And you talk about the fact that this war is chewing people to pieces, including, you know, good people who enlisted in the military for patriotic motives before finding out that they've been the victims of a horrible bait and switch. Just this last week, there was a U.S. Medal of Honor awarded to an individual who was involved in the rescue, the attempted rescue of Sergeant Josh Brennan, who is local. He's local here to the Treasure Valley. He's actually from the Oregon side of the Snake River. But Staff Sergeant Sal, I believe it's pronounced, is it Gunta? Or Gwinta, the fellow who received the Congressional Medal of Honor a couple of days ago, was trying to retrieve Josh Brennan, who was seriously wounded, and he eventually expired as he was being tended to by medics. But he was rescued from the hands of a couple of Afghans who were almost certainly going to torture him to death and then do whatever else they intended to do to what was left of his mortal remains. And I read that, and I thought, my gosh, that's right out of Rudyard Kipling, you know, that famous poem about when you're wounded and bleeding on Afghanistan's plains, and the women come out to cut up what remains, just roll to your rifle and blow out your brains and go to your god like a soldier. I mean, this is the place where empires historically go to die. It's been that way for centuries, and now, of course, we find ourselves in this ever-deepening morass. And people seem to think that there is some happy codicil to the idea of American exceptionalism that immunizes us against predictable consequences of intractable human folly, as if we're completely different. We're made out of completely different stuff than the Russians and the English and everybody going back to the Macedonians. And we're not. And we have no business being there. And we were manipulated into this war for reasons that won't withstand scrutiny. They have to do, of course, with, among other things, energy interests of the power elite and ambitions in the region in terms of the political control by this transnational corporatist, not a free market, corporatist elite of various critical energy provisions and routes. But the thing is, we find ourselves step by step by step tracing the same playbook that was used to lead to the Soviet Union's debacle in Afghanistan, up to the point where we're actually once again sending in not even airborne tanks. These are ground-based tanks. These are landmark tanks that are going to be nothing else, nothing more than a huge advertisement to the Afghans that they are being occupied by a large bullying power that has no respect for them, that is going to seek to force them to submit to the will of this distant regime. The same message is being sent by these death squads. You can't really use any other expression to describe what the special forces and the mercenary troops are doing in Afghanistan. When they conduct midnight raids and kill everybody in the house, humiliate the women who happen to have survived the onslaught, they're behaving like death squads. They're behaving like the Checker, the NKVD in the old Soviet Union. And this is not America. This is not what we're supposed to represent. This is not doing us any good. It's not making us safer. It's certainly not helping to enhance our prosperity and our freedom. It really should stop, and it won't stop until people demand that it does.
But they see there is no outcry. There's no outcry against torture. There's no outcry against what's going on over there. There's no outcry against the fact we've got 200,000 men fighting the 50 members of Al-Qaeda because the president said he has to keep our troops there because he's defending America. And if anybody missed that interview between Steve Croft and President Obama in the map room, I think it was on the 4th of December last year, get it and watch it. As the president defends his position, I'm defending America.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
William, you go right ahead.
Under the general heading of things we're doing that mimic what the Soviets did, or better stated, under the general heading of what Orwell talked about being the pigmen hybrids, where the pigs and the farmers blended into each other at the end of Animal Farm, there's an interesting trial that is going on. Actually, they're in the sentencing phase, the trial, in Grants Pass, Oregon, involving an Islamic activist by the name of Pete Seda, who's also known as Piroz Sedegati. He was born in Iran. He was convicted a few months ago of conspiracy and tax fraud, he ran a charitable foundation called Al Haramain Islamic Foundation that allegedly sent money and other benefits over to Chechnya to fight on the to fund the Chechenian insurgents who were fighting against Russia. He's been convicted not of terrorism but of tax fraud. Supposedly he was trying to conceal the payments that were being made to the Muslim guerrillas in Chechnya. The thing is, the government is looking for $81,000 in unpaid taxes. They want to send him to prison for several years. The thing that I find interesting, that what left off my the page as I read the story, was that, and I'm trying to find the name of the expert here, prosecutors wrote that they will call a colonel in the Russian Federal Security Service as a witness in the sentencing hearing. Sergei Ignatchenko will appear by video link to testify about terrorism in Chechnya. Now, that's just one line in this article, but this is what the article is all about. Once again, this guy is a colonel in the Russian Federal Security Service, the FSB. The FSB is the KGB. What's happening is that they're going to have a KGB officer who's being called by federal prosecutors in this case to testify about what's going on in Chechnya as an expert witness in order to send this guy to prison. Now, that's convergence, where you've got somebody with the KGB being called as an expert witness by federal prosecutors in this country in a case that may or may not involve actual terrorism, but it involves U.S. law enforcement seeking to punish somebody for sending money to Chechnya, which is not part of the United States.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, versus William Grigg, and he's talking about a case of a gentleman who's being persecuted there in Oregon, having he's a Muslim, and he's sending money over to the Chechen rebels who are fighting the communists there, and of course they're going to bring in a member of the Communist Party from the FSB to testify against him to say how terrible the terrorism. These people are anti-communists, they want to get the communists out of their country. But, of course, we are siding with the communists against the Chechen rebels.
Yep.
But anyway, before we get more into that, William, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your blog, how they can see. Have you made these new YouTube videos yet?
Yeah, they've not been posted yet, but I've made two of them.
All right, fine. Well, when they are posted, you'll want to let us know how to get them and then how they can get to your PayPal button. But go right ahead.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. My blog is called Pro Libertate, P-R-O. L-I-B-E-R-T-A-T-E, Pro Libertate, and the URL, that is the web address, is freedominourtime.blogspot.com, freedominourtime.blogspot.com. However, you can just go to any search engine and type in my name, William Grigg, and Pro Libertate, or some combination of Grigg and Pro Libertate, and you're probably going to see that as one of the first returns. I try to update it about three times a week, as my situation permits. I'm very badly overscheduled. Things are getting a little bit more chaotic every single day. But as I get the opportunity, I do post fresh material, hopefully three times a week. And the reason why it takes me a little longer than it takes some bloggers is the fact that this isn't really a blog. This is a journal. I mean, in the sense of being a one-man magazine. I try to publish articles that are about 2,000 words in length, and they involve a lot of detailed study, and on occasion, and hopefully this is something I can do more frequently in the future, what I call journalism of first instance, which involves actually going places and actually talking to people as opposed to making retail-level commentary on what other people do. I'm involved right now in researching and writing what's going to be a very, very large story involving more than a little bit of legwork. And much of it, I have to say, is being done by an associate who's been very generous in helping me to gather some of the facts about a perfectly outrageous land grab in the state of Missouri that's got incredibly dangerous potential consequences, excuse me, for entrepreneurs all across the country. I mean, this is the sort of thing, really, the precedent-setting case in Missouri that really could serve as the opening round of a nationwide onslaught against private property. What remains of private property in this country? There's not a whole lot of it. But that's the sort of thing I try to do with Pro Libertate, and that's why it takes me a little bit longer to update the page than I would like. I'd like to be doing it every day or more than once a day, But it takes a little bit longer than that to turn out a 2,000-word article that has some elements of original journalism. Once again, that's Pro Libertate, the blog, at freedominourtime.blogspot.com. You mentioned, Dr. Stan, that I do have a PayPal account, and there is a button that people can access at the bottom of every essay. I'm basically playing for tips, to use the expression that I once employed when I was a professional musician, you know, half my life ago or so. And so if people have the means, if they have the interest, I'd sure appreciate it. That's how I'm trying to support my family. And because of the generosity of many very good people in your audience, Dr. Stan, this has been something I've been able to do over the last year or so as things have gotten really scary in the economy. Many of your listeners have been more than generous, and for that I'm very grateful. My radio program, Pro Libertate Radio, is on hiatus right now. I had been doing a weekly program on the Liberty News Radio Network. LibertyNewsRadio.com, the webpage of that network, is still publishing my columns. So that's another, perhaps easier way that people could use to get to what I write. Go to LibertyNewsRadio.com. I'm one of the featured columnists there. And they are also going to be broadcasting my videos as soon as those are up and ready to be broadcast. And I'm collaborating with my 12-year-old son, William Wallace, on these videos because he knows the system and I don't. So he's been in charge of the technical end of helping me to put these YouTube videos together. And right now, we're still waiting for the Liberty News Radio people to set up the YouTube account there for the proprietary content. But if people have access to Facebook, I am on Facebook, and a lot of what I do on my Facebook page is more conventional blogging, and it does involve some video projects that I have done. So those of your listeners who are part of the Facebook social networking site, look for me, William N. Grigg. I don't think it's all that difficult to to find me on Facebook. Friend me on Facebook, and I don't really take exceptional care to try to make it difficult to have access to what I have to say on Facebook. And a lot of what I'm doing is updated on my Facebook page, so that would be a very good way for people to keep abreast of my most recent projects, whether I'm writing on Pro Libertate or posting new videos or developments with respect to my radio program, which is probably going to resume on a different network after the beginning of the new year. And also I update people with respect to the postings that I make at lourockwell.com and also on a couple of other sites where I contribute pieces from time to time. Those who are on Facebook will get all those updates. If you're friendly on Facebook, that stuff will all be made available to you, and I'll be able to keep you abreast of what I'm up to that way as well.
All right, you go right ahead.
Well, we were talking about this case in Grants Pass, Oregon, involving, I'm going to refer to the fellow as Pete Seda because that's an easier name to pronounce, Iranian-born fellow who ran a charitable organization. According to the AP story, the federal prosecutors in the case, he was convicted in September. They want to send him to prison for 8 years for what's described here as conspiring to smuggle $150,000 to Islamic fighters in Chechnya and trying to cover up the money on the organization's tax return. Now, let me skip forward just a little bit in the story to give you a little bit more of the context. This is a very complicated story. I'm superficially aware of it. I have been following it not particularly avidly, but I have been following it a little bit before reading the story today. The government also wants $81,000 in unpaid taxes. Defense attorneys contend the time Seda has already spent in jail is enough. He's been in jail for several years. They filed papers arguing that the terrorism enhancement is not called for because the evidence prosecutors used was questionable. Seda never obstructed the investigation, and he should not be liable for unpaid taxes. The government may not simply rely on videotapes or common knowledge that some Chechens at some time committed acts of terror, they wrote. Despite 6 years of trying, federal investigators were never able to bring actual terrorism charges against Seda, an Iranian-born tree surgeon and naturalized American citizen who co-founded the American branch of Al-Haramain Islamic Foundation, Incorporated. So what you've got here is a really interesting instance in which the federal government was not able to make a terrorism charge stick against somebody who's running a Muslim charity. Now, that's important because, as it's been said before, a federal prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich, and after what happened on September 11th, and owing to the disfiguration of the law, the disfigurement of the law, rather, that occurred in practice during the Bush administration, it's almost impossible not to obtain some kind of a terrorism-related conviction in a federal court if you have a Muslim defendant. It's just the case that anybody, with very few exceptions, anybody who's a foreign-born Muslim American or a Muslim natural-born Muslim American, anybody who is who fits the stereotype of the secret jihadist enemy, who is brought up on terrorism charges, is likely to find himself convicted irrespective of the evidence on terrorism-related charges. Here, they weren't able to do that. They weren't able to make the case that this guy was actually involved in abetting terrorism in Chechnya. Now, the point I made before the break, Dr. Stan, is that Chechnya is not part of the United States. Chechnya, of course, is a nation that was absorbed into the Soviet Union. And these are people who do not want to be ruled by Russia. And as far as I can tell, there's no reason for them to be ruled by Russia, quite frankly, and it's causing more problems for Russia than it's worth for the Chechens to be pacified by the Russians. And if you take a look furthermore at the way that the most recent Russian war in Chechnya started, there are really, really strong and potent pieces of evidence to suggest that this was their September 11th. There was a series of apartment building bombings that took place in Russia, including one in the suburb of Moscow back in 1999, and if I remember correctly, 2000, in which the FSB, the same Federal Security Service, the same Russian successor organization of the KGB, was directly implicated. There's a lot of real nastiness there where it's clear that the FSB in one instance was caught red-handed in an abortive bombing that would have been the third, if I remember correctly, the third in a string of apartment bombings. And all these were being used now to provide a rationale to go to war against the Chechens again, because the Chechens were blamed for these acts of terrorism, when actually a very strong case can be made that Vladimir Putin and his underlings in Russia had been involved in conducting these as false flag terrorism. So you had false flag terrorism being conducted by the FSB, almost certainly, in order to create a pretext for another invasion of Chechnya. And then you have the Chechens who are being slaughtered. I mean, literally, if you take a look at the the way that the war is being fought by the Russians in Chechnya, it's largely indiscriminate. It's gruesome. It's grotesque. There are some nasty people in the Chechenian among the Chechenian rebels. There are some very unsavory sorts. And unfortunately, Chechnya historically has been sort of an incubator for organized crime. But then again, take a look at post-Soviet Russia in general. It's pretty much that way from coast to coast in that huge country. That huge polyglot country has more than a little bit of a problem with organized crime. So Chechnya is not exceptional in that respect. But you have these American Muslims raising money to send to Chechnya. A lot of it's going for charity. It's going to feed people who are hungry. It's going to provide for orphans, war orphans, children who have been injured in any of the military engagements. It's going to rebuild houses of worship, things of that sort. Apparently, that's what this guy was involved in. But they tried to make a terrorism case that he was involved in promoting an insurrection against Russian rule in a country that should not be ruled by Russia. Now, if the government of the United States were enforcing laws even-handedly, dealing with American citizen involvement in overseas conflicts of this sort, there are a lot of people in Boston who should be facing exactly the same kind of charges. Because if I'm not mistaken, the statute of limitations has not run out for the fundraising that went on for the Irish Republican Army up until very recently. By very recently, I mean like the last 10 years or so. There was a large and very bloody conflict going on in which the provisional IRA was involved in killing people. They were a little bit more discriminating in terms of the way that they used violence, but they were very brutal in using it. They were, as an Irish expatriate I once spoke to, I knew him, I went to church with him in Logan, Utah, he got out of Ireland one step ahead of an IRA bounty. And so this is somebody who has no love at all for the provos, as he calls them. And he says they're genius animals, the provisional IRA. This guy was targeted because he had arrested a provo, and he was going to be killed, and they were going to kill his entire family. Now, there were people in Boston who were raising money for the IRA, and a lot of that money ended up in the hands of the provisional IRA, not just Sinn Féin, not just the political branch of the IRA, and not just the IRA in general, but the provisional IRA. Those are the people who were running power drills through the knees of people who are suspected as informants. They're the ones who are using fertilizer bombs to blow up department stores and such like. Well, the thing is, these people, generally speaking, were never put on trial for fundraising on behalf of an identified terrorist organization. And in some instances, this is because the government of the United States said, well, we don't have jurisdiction over what goes on in Belfast or anywhere else in the British domain. Well, here, for some reason, they decided that Chechnya is within the jurisdiction of the federal government for the purpose of accusing somebody of raising money for terrorists. But the real story here, as far as I'm concerned, is the fact that you're going to have this Colonel Sergei Ignatchenko of the KGB. Let's just dispense with the pretense here, that we're dealing with anything other than the KGB. This guy's going to be testifying as an expert witness for the purpose of convincing the jury that this guy who was raising money for Chechens was involved in terrorism. And that's the federal prosecution, first of all, trying to get another bite of the apple. They weren't able to make the case that this guy was an actual terrorist, which is why they got him on tax fraud charges rather than terrorism charges. But secondly, what does it say about the nature of the government ruling us that it would enlist the help of a KGB colonel in order to make a case, a terrorism case, against an American citizen? They're actually getting expert testimony from the KGB to try to send an American citizen to prison on terrorism charges. And that, once again, I believe, is a very potent illustration of convergence, that man has become pig and pig has become man, that there's some kind of porcine human hybrid chimera that has been created now between the United States and formerly Soviet Russia. I mean, we've got the proto-Soviet United States and the post-Soviet Russia sort of converging on the happy middle ground of corporate socialism.
Well, you know, if I could just comment, we have a little pamphlet. It's called the Communist-Capitalist Alliance, and basically it's based primarily on a speech that was given by Solzhenitsyn when he was here to the FLCIA, pointing out that America had been financing communism. Of course, those of you who've read my material would know we've been financing communism. Certainly Bella Dodd, one of the leaders of the American Communist Party during the beginning of the Second World War, contacted. She was talking with somebody from the Soviet embassy, and she said, you know, what happens if we lose contact with you? I mean, how will we know what the official Communist Party line is? And they told Bella Dodd, why, you just go over to the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, and there's these three men over there, and they can tell you what it is. These are three leading capitalists. I mean, this whole thing is as phony as a $3 bill. I read the writing, certainly, of Anthony's Tony Sutton, having to do with how it was American capitalists and Harriman and Mr. Robbins from the Federal Reserve Board, representatives of the Federal Reserve Board, financing Lenin from the very inception. Nothing as it appears to be. If I could suggest our little pamphlet, The Communist-Capitalist Alliance, it's very well done, very brief, easy to read. And why should we be surprised when we're calling a colonel from the KGB over here to make a case for our government? We've been working with the communists since its inception. In fact, I talked to a fellow very highly placed in the intelligence agencies, and basically, when I was interviewing him, why, he was telling how they were working closely, the American CIA working closely with the KGB. I said, well, that sounds just like that story, The Brotherhood of the Rose, they made mini document. He said, well, that was my story. I raced down the next day to get the book, and there in the dedication was a special dedication to Rush. Well, Chris's man was his nickname was Rush. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, William Grieg, but do not for one minute believe that Russia is the enemy. We financed it since its inception. William, you've got 3 minutes to wrap things up.
I really appreciate, Dr. Stan, the fact that you keep hammering away on this career.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place today. Thank you so very much for caring about your world. Thank you for wanting to do something about it. Having an opinion and not being afraid to express it. So important. Whether they threaten to take you off the air or whatever, you know, there's a point at which you say, not no.